Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
All righty, here we go, 6:14. Thankfully, temperatures above freezing throughout most of the metro area. However, I noticed the drip edge on my house where the water was building up yesterday as the snow melted is now frozen over, so I don't know what that portends for highways. 34 degrees officially in Belchase right now and above freezing, like I said, throughout most of the area or at freezing. Scott Boyle joins us now, our friend. Scott, God bless you, man. It's been a hell of a week. District Engineer, Administrator for Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It has been a week. Thank you for having me on.
I know, look, I know you get paid. I understand that, and it's part of the job. But I just want to tell you, I think y'all have done a hell of a job. And just so people know, and you're not looking for a trophy or anything, you get paid. How much sleep have you gotten this week, generally speaking, from Monday, Scott, just so people know?
I would say on average it's been about 4 to maybe 5 hours a night. So all right. Certainly we've been running long hours and you know our crews are, you know, we're coming near the end of this and they've worked very hard. So certainly they're looking forward to the conclusion, which we're hoping Tommy at this point is gonna be by the end of the day today.
Let's hope. Let's talk about the current situation, Scott.
So, are you there?
Yeah, I say let's talk about the current situation now, if we can.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Today's our big push day. We still have major sections of the interstate that are not open. We did get Interstate 510 open. We're focusing on the interstates and the U.S. routes, specifically the West Bank Expressway, large parts of I-10 through the city. We've had crews working throughout the night. You know, we're going to have another favorable day of weather, and we're going to work very hard and very optimistic that we're going to have everything open by the end of the day today.
And that's like elevated expressway, interstates, everything?
All of it. So it's going to, you know, we got a lot of snow plows that are in the area, either from contractors or from different municipalities that have been cleaning up the surface streets. You know, we got crews from different parts of the state, such as Alexandria for DOTD, they've come in. So everybody's, all hands are on deck and everybody's really focused. And this is the last piece that we got to get open to get that connectivity back along that interstate corridor.
How are you defining open? Let's talk about the Crescent City Connection. You're talking about fully open because they got, what, one lane open now on a Crescent City Connection or not?
Yes. Yes, we do. We do have that one lane. You know, open to me is going to mean fully open everything.
Okay.
So, you know, it's optimistic, I got to tell you. There was just so much snow, and, we're not going from 28 degrees to 75 degrees. We're going to be lucky to be in the high 30s, low 40s. I hadn't looked at the forecast in the last few hours, but, it is melting, but it's not melting at a rate to where it's just going to, dissipate and evaporate. But
a hairdryer on or anything. Highs of 49 today, Scott, 56 tomorrow, 66 on Sunday. And by Saturday morning, definitely everything should be just like wide open, right? Maybe wet, but wide open.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. It's going to be wide open, but we want to make the commute home, wide open and try to alleviate some of that gridlock that if we don't have it open, that everybody's going to be on surface streets and that's going to be causing a problem. You know, there's a lot of schools that are still closed. So we do know there's going to be some less traffic on the roads, but people are trying to get to work and get about on their business. So there's going to be some people. There were people yesterday, Tommy. There's going to be a lot of people today. So
right.
We're going to be rushing to get all this done.
And that's why I chose to work from home today because of the Crescent City Connection. While not bad now, I did see some lines yesterday with people trying to get across. Because like you're saying, everybody has to get back to work and get back to commerce and everything else. When do you think, Scott, today, if you had to guess on the Crescent City Connection on getting it wide open?
I'm looking at later this afternoon. It's certainly not going to be this morning. We would have loved if we would have had favorable conditions and everything in place. Certainly we would have loved to have that fully open this morning. That's not going to happen. It is in our crosshairs to get it done later this afternoon and get it fully open. The weather's going to be a big part, and our crew's going out there and pushing all this and dispersing it, all of this remaining and residual ice and snow, so we can just get that final push. And once we get it to a point that we feel good and the cars start rolling on it, it's going to dissipate even more. But we don't want to put the cars rolling on it if there's any, you know, remnants of black ice and some shadows that could cause a really bad accident for somebody.
So that is the problem, still ice on the bridge. And I guess, Scott, it's because it's elevated, right? That's different, 128 feet in the air, however tall the bridge is, as opposed to being at ground level?
Yeah, you get that wind coming through there, and it acts as a refrigeration system on that deck. It's not conducive for for warming when the temperatures are cold and that wind's going on today. You've seen those signs. Bridge may ice before road. So I mean, that's part of it. Any kind of shadows. I was coming home, Tommy, yesterday, and I looked down my street, and the street was clear except this one piece where we hit two big oak trees, and it was full of ice and snow because the sun couldn't get it. Even though cars were running over it, it still had all of that. Everything else looked dry and clear, but you cannot underestimate the power of that light and what that really does to this ice and snow. So there's a lot of shadow areas, especially in the downtown area on ground level that we're looking at. And even some of our interstates, that there's, we keep a clear zone where we don't have trees around, but there's some spots where, depending on the location of the sun, it does have shadows, and it just fosters that ice to stay in that cold state.
Let me take a quick break, Scott. We'll pick it up. We come back. I'm going to open it up to the audience here. The Open Heart Jeweler Talking text line at 504-260-1870. If you have any questions about specific state highways, text them in. Scott Boyle's with us, the district engineer administrator for Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. And I know everybody's getting impatient, but I would just ask you to remind yourself, if you look at the snow that is still on the roofs and still on the lawns, that the highways are not as friendly when it comes to melt as are lawns, in some ways maybe more so, in some ways less, but still in all, some challenges that DOTD is facing, and it's all about preventing accidents, and so you don't have to get your car fixed and deal with the deductible and then higher insurance rates. 622 traffic now, WWL. All right, at 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Scott Boyle, District Engineer Administrator for Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. I'll say it, it's been one hell of a week, and they've done everything they can to keep the roads open. He said totally open everything by later this afternoon, hopefully. Is that accurate, Scott?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're making a big push. I got a staff meeting with my team at 7 o'clock. We're gonna go ahead and go over the plan and tackle these major routes that we need to get open. My intention is to personally go out on the roads right after lunch and start looking at them and making these decisions to make them clear, consult with state police and start the reopening process.
That's what happens. I was going to ask you that, Scott. You and state police get together and decide what's safe and what's not?
Absolutely. We make these inspections. We just want to make very, very sure that there's no ice, because once we open those gates, that's it.
Yep.
There's no coming back, and we got to make sure that everything is clear and it's safe and people can, know that they can have a reasonable expectation of getting to and from where they need to go in a safe and efficient manner.
Text comes in, Highway 11 through Bayou Sauvage, bumper to bumper, several accidents. Be aware of that. Somebody else texting in and wants to know about the twin spans and the causeway. You got nothing to do with the causeway. What about the twin spans again this afternoon, hopefully?
Yes. Yeah, the twin spans are closed. We're working on that, and we're anticipating on getting that open this afternoon, correct.
Bonnie Carey Spillway?
Closed at this time. One of the major connections that we need to get that connectivity on I-10 through the whole state. So high and top priority, both of those routes you just mentioned.
Again, hopefully this afternoon, right? Weather conditions permitting.
Yes. Yes, hopefully this afternoon. We're very optimistic of it. I can tell you this is not, you know, when I've been giving you assessments and we've been talking all week, Tommy. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make sure that I'm conservative in my approaches and as far as road closures and road openings, and we feel very good about this, and we got the resources down here, and we got a plan, and we're going to do our very best to get everything open today.
Real quick, Highway 90 between Raceland, Sugar Mill, and DeSalmons, is that you?
Yes, it is. That's part that goes down there. We still have some ice on that road. We got some plows going down there. We started yesterday clearing. We made significant progress. We're not all the way finished, but we anticipate with the weather and the resources that we're going to get that too. But they had a lot of snow too. That's an area we hadn't talked about, but I can tell you, my assistant who works down there who looks after that area, he said they were blanketed in too.
Mm-hmm. What about the bridge on LA-10 at St. Francisville? That's you or not?
No, that's the Baton Rouge district. But I want to say that's open. You know, I haven't gotten the only roadway in Baton Rouge that I was aware of. I know that Interstate 110 wasn't going to be ready, but they were in really good shape as of yesterday.
We're going to be a minute late for news here, but I got to ask you, Scott, when it comes to that black ice, is there anything you can do to mitigate that, or is that just you got to wait for it to melt?
I'll tell you, Tommy, we've had situations where we've had 98% of the interstate open or clear, and we've had just some black ice. I've sent crews out there with a sledgehammer just to break it up.
Uh-huh. No kidding.
You know, I've taken them out there with a propane torch. I mean, we're not talking about like 50, 80-foot sections. Some of these spots are only like 5 feet by 5 feet. So, you know, they're going to be out there with a little sledgehammer. They're going to be out there with a propane torch. At this point, anything, you know, salt water, we're going to do whatever we can to agitate it and get it broken up into smaller pieces. And then that's going to help also that melting process.
And thank you, everything, Scott, for everything you do. Call me if you need anything or if you want to get any word out there. But keep in mind, we're talking about maybe 5 by 5 foot patches here on miles and miles of highway that could cause an accident, that they're breaking up with sledgehammers and propane torches. And that pretty well says it all. Thank you, sir. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Jacques Thibodeau at 6:45. Then we'll talk to Carlton Dufour Show with the Causeway at 6:55. Try to get an update on that when that may open. Right now, time for WWL First News. It's 44:16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, the director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, GOSEP. Morning, Colonel. How are you?
Good morning. It's a whole lot easier if you just say GOSEP.
Yeah, I know. I just like to give you all the credit. Let me...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get the text here if I can, Colonel, because I think this kind of... goes to what people are feeling. One of them says, I've been stuck in traffic on GNO for an hour. The city's not doing enough to clear roads, and they're only worried about clearing streets in a quarter. First of all, the city doesn't do the Crescent City Connection. That's DOTD. And we just got off the phone with Scott Boyle about that and the challenges he's facing with because of elevated roadways, black ice, and maybe 5 foot by 5 foot square patches that could cause an accident that they're out there trying to beat up and break up with sledgehammers and propane torches. So over miles and miles and hundreds of miles of roadway. So it's not as easy as some people think it is. Talk about the recovery. I hate to say recovery effort, but I guess that's what it is after the record snowfall.
Absolutely. I mean, you start with a preparation, then you go to response, And now you're really kind of in the recovery aspect of it. It is a challenge. I mean, when you look at, we had 8 to 10 inches of snow across all of our roads. I mean, it was just a blanket everywhere. And to show you how difficult it is, if you just look at the snow that's on the grass has not melted,
yep.
and the snow, most of the snow on the roads has, that's just a challenge in how cold it is.
I mentioned earlier, Colonel, there's a drip edge on my house where the snow was melting yesterday and there was a big puddle of water. Today, it's ice. And that's what people need to realize, that some things are beyond the government's control. Some things are beyond a response control where you're at the mercy of Mother Nature, and physics is physics. And I said this yesterday. I went on a little mini rant where, you know, sometimes in this day and age, we tend to make our opinions to be facts because we want them to be. You can't argue with physics. Physics is what they are. Tell me what your big challenges are as you continue to fight the physics of Mother Nature.
Well, we saw the actual aspects yesterday. At about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, all the schools had the intention of opening. And then what we began to see shortly after that was the water systems. And we knew that there were going to be water systems. But when they're asking you to stop running your water because it's above freezing, and the reason why is it has severe consequences. We have so many boil water advisories that the schools just simply could not bring the kids in to have safe drinking water. If you go out to a coffee shop or a restaurant or a gas station today, there's a likelihood you will not be able to get a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, because of the water situation. There's so many boil water advisories that are out there, and it's a result of the water system is taxed to the maximum extent right now. So that's why we want everyone just to please conserve water.
Is that the biggest issue right now, Colonel, conserving water around the different areas and traffic?
Absolutely. Absolutely. To try to get back to the safe drinking water is the biggest issue. Now, there is some good news in that. What we were concerned with about the water systems, we knew starting yesterday we were going to have some water problems, but the real safety issue is when the fire departments don't have the capability to fight fires because there's breaks in the water line and the fire hydrants can't provide that. Now, thank goodness we have not seen that across the state. We've had a couple of parishes with issues and we're working on those, but the water is a main issue, and safe drinking water and the firefighting aspect. Again, that was a good piece of news, but now we just have to get to that safe drinking water level.
Colonel, a word about patience before we let you go, because I know everybody's getting tired. Everybody's getting cabin fever. I would remind people again, as you said, to look at the lawns. And when you look at the snow on the lawn, we're used to this being a one-off event where it snows and then the next day everything melts. It snowed, what, Tuesday, I think it was, when it snowed? It's Friday. There's still snow on the lawn. So a word about patience.
Absolutely. Today's the day, all right? Today's the day that takes us. We got a lot of success yesterday. When we can get our water systems back up to get that drinking water, get all the businesses operating, but today is the day. Please be patient for everyone out there, and please just show some compassion to your fellow citizens.
And do what the people in charge ask you to do, because they're not doing it for selfish reasons or to try to boss you around. They're just trying to do it for the common good of everyone. Thank you, Colonel.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too. You have a good time. Have a great weekend, and thank you for all your work. Jacques Thibodeau, director of the GOSEP, Governor's Office of Emergency Security and Emergency Preparedness. We're going to talk to Carlton Dufour Show on the other side of this to find out what's going on with the causeway. A quick note, guess what? You know the snowstorm that hit us? It's not finished yet. It's going to develop into a bomb cyclone known as Storm Owen, which will be the equivalent of a Category 4 hurricane that could possibly hit Ireland, the worst storm in the UK and Ireland in years. So let's just be thankful for where we are. Traffic now, WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I know everybody's got cabin fever. Everybody wants to get back to normal. We talked to Scott Boyle with DOTD earlier, and I think this is a cogent point that he's got people out there because they have black ice and little 5 foot by 5 foot patches on hundreds of miles of roadway that if somebody hits that, it could cause an accident and send you careening on somebody else or into whatever. And they're out there breaking it up with sledgehammers and propane. And that's a 5 by 5 foot square or patch, figure that, over hundreds and hundreds of miles of highway. And that's what they're working against to try to get it open. I would imagine the causeway is similar. And with that, we go to Carlton Dufour Show, who is the executive director of the causeway. How you doing, Carlton?
Tommy, man, you nailed it. That's the that's the challenge. We got 98 miles of roadway. And if we get that one little 5 or 10 foot square foot patch of ice, that could cause a tremendous catastrophe. And look, having said that, I am I got a doggone good feeling in the bones today. We're checking the bridge out. We're getting the sun up right now again. I am very hopeful that we will be able to have southbound traffic open by 9 o'clock this morning. We do have first responders going across the bridge right now, but that's single lane operations. We may still be single lane depending upon the residuals left on the bridge. The northbound bridge, from what I heard pre-dawn, was still had a good deal of snow piled up against one of the curbs. But we do have one lane passable there. Look, buddy, everybody's been working like heck, and you guys too. And a message to all of everybody, not only our commuters, but anyone that's driving today is, man, be extra doubly secret cautious when you get behind the roads. Even with all of our checking, there is likely some little piece of ice we will miss someplace because the sun's just coming up. And that's just one more reason to, nobody drive like a bat out of heck today, please. Behave yourselves. And we're getting there. It's like a couple of days after a hurricane when the utility companies start going around and starting seeing lights come on and all that good stuff. So I think by this afternoon we'll be out of it. But I'm very optimistic right now that we'll be able to get folks going southbound by 9 o'clock, hopefully northbound shortly thereafter.
Southbound 9 o'clock, single lane only, right?
Right now it's single lane only. If we're in Tommy, we're looking at it right now with the sun coming up. If we're able to get two lanes, we will just as soon as we can.
All right. Northbound, any idea on that, Carlton?
It's going to be shortly thereafter. Northbound will definitely be single lane because we still have a good deal of snow up against the right curb on that one. So it'll be probably left lane northbound.
All right. So for the afternoon commute, the reverse way when people are going home.
Hey, sunny buddy, the good Lord was with us yesterday with a lot of sunshine. We're going to get rid of that residual stuff and have two lanes open this evening. Northbound.
So you think by maybe early this afternoon, maybe 2, 3 o'clock, both lanes open, both directions? I'm trying to close you here, Carlton. What's it going to take?
Bets on us, buddy.
Huh? What's it going to take to put you in this car today? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to close it. But
look,
5 o'clock?
Here, I think we're going to be able to get two lanes open northbound before 3 o'clock.
Okay. And that would mean also you'd have two lanes open southbound by then, right?
We're going to have two lanes open southbound, I would hope, by noon at the latest.
Okay.
Actually, I hope sooner than that. But, again, the sun's just coming up. We need to take a good look at it. I cannot say enough, but not only you guys, particularly WWL Radio getting the news out, with the information out to everybody, but our staff's been working around the clock now for I don't remember how many hours, and we had tremendous support from both ends of the bridge, from the parishes, from actually several private companies. The governor even called us a couple of times, and the everybody coming together on this is what makes this crazy daggone place so doggone good.
Yeah, but you know what, Carlton, another word about, because I was driving home Wednesday evening, I think, and saw people driving like crazy, and I knew it was going to happen. It led them to close at NOPD's request, the Crescent City Connection, which is not. It's open one lane now, but just drive carefully. Just use some common sense, please, and don't screw
Tommy,
it up for everybody.
You're right. Just a handful of people, one individual can ruin it, not only for themselves, but for thousands of others, literally. Especially on a situation like today. So the message is always, you get behind the wheel, pay attention.
We're just about there. Hang on a little bit more. By tomorrow, this is all going to be a memory. Thank you, Carlton Dufour Show.
Buddy, bye.
You bet. We'll take a break and come back. Talk with Paul LaGrange, WWL.